This is a future episode of Implausible Engineering. Artificial Omniscience. Here in the mid-2020s, there is a lot of hype about artificial intelligence, which has actually been around for a lot longer than it's had a name, and 10 years from now, we'll probably have a new name for it. In reality, AI is just a type of computation where what we've seen in recent years is the use of large language model computations that give the appearance of an entity that is able to comprehend human communication, taking us one big step closer to an artificial entity that can pass the Turing test. What's interesting here is that apparent comprehension of human behavior, although it is largely a statistical computation. So when a human asks something, then, based on a large language library of possible responses, the computer can calculate what's most likely that the human will want to hear back. In most respects, the underlying computation is not much different to weather prediction, where a computer, armed with a detailed history of weather patterns over decades, as well as a comprehensive report of current conditions today, can then give you a solid prediction of what will happen tomorrow. The next step in all this is allegedly quantum computing, which, when fully realized, should be able to run hugely complex calculations of statistically likely, if not inevitable, outcomes from massive bodies of raw data. And we're not just talking about predicting the weather, but also stock market fluctuations, traffic accidents, and maybe even what you'll have for lunch next Thursday. This is similar to the concept of Laplace's demon, a hypothetical entity which, by knowing every single data item about the universe now, should hence be able to deduce everything about its past and predict everything about its future. The catch is that hypothetical entity would need to know every single thing, down to a subatomic level, and across every location in the universe. There are clear physical restraints on this, event horizons at a macro level, and subatomic indeterminism at a micro level. But it's certainly the case that we currently use science, technology, and computing to gather data, and then make quite shrewd guesses about the universe's past and its future. And the more science, technology, and computing we have at our disposal, the shrewder and more accurate those guesses become. Of course, it is a major challenge to collect all the data about everything in the universe. But at a local level, that does become more feasible. We do currently have very detailed data that can drive calculation models for the weather, and indeed for the climate of the entire planet, and the more data we collect, the more accurate those models become. So why not do this for people as well? We are collecting data about ourselves and our activities at an ever-increasing rate, so there could feasibly be a point in the future where a computer really could tell you what you will have for lunch next Thursday. The standard argument against any accurate prediction of future events, regardless of the size of your database or your computing power, is subatomic indeterminism. Processes like radioactive decay are inherently unpredictable at a unit level, even though you can accurately calculate the half-life of a macro chunk of plutonium. You might also appeal to chaos theory, which suggests it's fundamentally impossible to predict all the flow-on effects from one event when it happens in the context of flow-on effects from multiple side events. So a butterfly flapping its wings on one side of the Earth might cause a hurricane on the other side of the Earth, although it might not too. Nonetheless, we could just argue that since all this uncertainty arises from the quantum level, maybe a quantum computer could deal with them. So, let's say we could build a Laplace demon quantum computer that can really tell you what you'll have for lunch next Thursday. That might be feasible in concept, but there's still a problem with implementation. If your quantum supercomputer calculates that there'll be a terrorist attack with multiple casualties next week, Surely steps will be taken to prevent that from happening. Similarly, if your personal app tells you you're going to have a car accident on the way to work, you'll catch the bus. The computers could run an extra layer of computation to calculate what people will do if they already know what's going to happen in advance, but that will only work if the people are told what will happen in advance. So either the computers have to announce things that they know won't happen, or say nothing and allow those preventable misfortunes to take place. This does then put these AI quantum supercomputers into godlike roles, although they'd be fairly impotent gods, where they just observe but choose not to intervene by withholding their knowledge of future events. Perhaps they would occasionally intervene, announcing some impending doom so that people will act to prevent it, but more likely they would allow most misfortunes to occur, since any actions taken to prevent those misfortunes would just result in a different course of events that lead to different misfortunes. The computers may decide it's best that people work towards the prevention of all possible misfortunes, rather than just the ones they know are coming. Indeed, people may only be motivated to prevent misfortunes if they first have the experience of misfortunes. At least our godlike future computers may deem it so.